Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Norbin Pradhan. The central government has empowered the chief of the army staff to call out every officer and personnel of the territorial army to provide for essential guard or for supporting and supplementing the regular army. The powers were given to the army chief under Territorial Army Rule 1948. In a gazette notification, the Ministry of Defence embodied 14 infantry battalions out of the existing 32 infantry battalions of Territorial Army in the areas of Southern Command, Eastern Command, Western Command, Central Command, Northern Command, Southwestern Command, Andaman and Nicobar Command, and Army Training Command. This order will remain in force for 3 years till 9th of February 2028. The centre has asked all states to give emergency procurement power to the heads of the civil defence authorities in case of emergency situation. Director General of Fire Services, Civil Defence and Home Guards Vivek Srivastava yesterday wrote to states in this regard. Referring to the civil defence rules, he said that the rules empower the states to take certain measures deemed necessary for the protection of people and properties from damage or for ensuring the due maintenance of vital services in the event of a hostile attack. He added that funds of the local authority will be applicable to the payment of the charges and expenses incidental to such compliance, and priority shall be given to such compliance over all other duties and obligations of the local authority. India has abstained from voting at the International Monetary Fund IMF board meeting, which considered a fresh bailout package for Pakistan. India also raised concerns over the efficacy of IMF programs in case of Pakistan, given its poor track record, and also on the possibility of misuse of debt financing funds for state-sponsored cross-border terrorism. The IMF reviewed the extended fund facility lending program of $1 billion and also considered a fresh resilience and sustainability facility lending program of $1.3 billion for Pakistan yesterday. In its statement at the meeting, India pointed out that rewarding continued sponsorship of cross-border terrorism sends a dangerous message to the global community, exposes funding agencies and donors to reputational risks, and makes a mockery of global values. The IMF took note of India's statement and its abstention from the vote. Drones have been sighted at 26 locations ranging from the Baramulla to Bhuj, situated at the international border and the line of control with Pakistan. These include suspected armed drones posing potential threats to civilian and military targets. The Indian Armed Forces are maintaining a high state of alert, and all such aerial threats are being tracked and engaged using counter-drone systems. The situation is under close and constant watch, and prompt action is being taken wherever necessary. Citizens living in border areas are advised to remain indoors, limit unnecessary movement, and strictly follow safety instructions issued by local authorities. It said there is no need for panic, heightened vigilance and precaution are essential. The Airports Authority of India, AAI, has announced the temporary closure of 32 airports across northern and western India for all civil flights operation till the 14th of this month. We have a report.
The affected airports include major locations such as Amritsar, Chandigarh, Jammu, Srinagar, Bhuj, Jamnagar, Jaisalmer, Pathankot and others. Additionally, 25 segments of air traffic service routes within the Delhi and Mumbai flight information regions will also be closed during this period. Airlines have been advised to plan alternate routines to minimize disruptions. The temporary closure is due to operational reasons and will be managed by coordinations with relevant authorities to ensure safety.
And the second edition of the Nagaland Potato Festival was held at Zakhama local ground, Kohima, under the theme Celebrating the Organic Products of Nagaland. The event aimed to promote organic potato cultivation across the state while providing a platform for local entrepreneurs and creating economic opportunities for village communities. Addressing the event, Minister for Tourism and Higher Education, Temjin Imnaolong, lauded the efforts of farmers and stakeholders who have worked tirelessly to bring recognition to Nagaland's organic produce. Emphasizing the importance of rural development, Mr. Along said that Nagaland will be prosperous, healthy and self-reliant only when its villages are prosperous, healthy and have sustainable livelihoods. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.